We'll go on to the dining room, since you use that room a lot, and what kind of things can you remember in there?
Well, again, I think there was a green sort of sacking on the lower wall below the big room, which went around, except, of course, where the stairs went up.
Ah.
But on the other three walls, well, of course, there's the kitchen door, and I'm going around, and there, no, the windows were covered there, so it must have been just on the two side walls.
But you remember green?
Green.
Was it actual sacking? Like, was it a fabric material on the wall?
Yeah, it wasn't rough. It was, you know, it was quite closely woven, and it was, as I said, a deep, quite a deep green.
Almost a canvas. Now, yes, would that have been between the
floor and the plate rail? And above that, I think there was paper.
Paper. Would it have been a floral pattern, like almost a frieze? Can you remember the...
It might even have been paneling.
Oh.
No, just a second. I'm getting confused with the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there is some paneling in the other room.
But the...
I know it's hard to remember.
I can honestly, it seems all one color though.
Yes.
Which makes me think it could have been kind of wallpaper. I know there was wallpaper put up there later at one time, but then of course the plate rail came down and all papered all the way up. But initially going there, and as I mentioned before, I can remember my grandfather's pipes there.
On which wall would they have been?
That was on the wall facing behind his bedroom.
Oh, I see.
And just to the left of where that opening now is.
Uh-huh. Just to the left.
Yes.
So it would have been near where that stove was?
Well, the stove actually, I think was, I may have told you before that it was over, you know, close to that wall, that same wall of the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was more towards the base of the stairs now.
Now Esther Stanley mentioned that too, that the stove was next to the stairs. She kept saying.
That's right. I was wrong when I first...
So the stovepipe would have come across the room
across
and then
room
up. Now it would have been between the stairs where they come down and the little closet the underneath the stairs.
That's right. It was... I was wrong on that. I'm glad that...
Yes, I was. Yeah. I was always confused when she said that because I wasn't sure.
I don't know how I got that recollection, but I did. Because after it sifted through a while, I can distinctly remember it being there. And I think at one time there was even some. Well, underneath the stairs wasn't finished. Maybe even had been some wood or coal. There's a coal thing. She's got a letter too.
Oh, underneath the stairs was
not
it?
Necessarily. No, there's one behind.
A coal scuttle, yeah. And now the little door that goes underneath the stairs was always there? No.
I remember just raw curtains.
Just curtains in that space?
Green, yeah. And they had, you know, they have a wall coming over here.
Oh, little hooks that came out from the wall to hang a rod
across.
And there would have been rings holding the curtain onto the rod, of course. Ah.
I don't know why I remember that. I could be wrong, but I...
Well, that would seem... The door doesn't seem to match the rest of the doors in the house, so that would seem to be correct.
It's definitely a sort of a deep... What do you think, heavy?
A green cloth to perhaps match the walls?
No, it was a...
Yes.
But it, I was going to say initially that it was darker. I would still say just a little darker.
Okay.
I mean, it didn't match.
No, okay.
But I can't.
That's fine. No, that's a good detail. The stairs don't have a banister at the moment. Did they ever have a banister?
Going upstairs, you mean?
Yes, when you... Just at the base of the stairs, would there have been, like, a newel post, I guess you would call it?
In the actual dining room?
In the actual dining room.
No.
No.
There was, not that I remember, there was... Anyway. Now you've got one.
That's
but
all
I
right.
remember the, you know, there's sort of a wide thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes up a little bit above the steps, of course.
Right.
And I can't remember. No, I don't think there, I'd say it wasn't one.
Okay.
As far as I know, I may be wrong.
We have found a door that matches the opening from the dining room into the stairwell. Would that door have been in place, as far as you remember?
The door
from the, if you would have walked up the short flight of stairs to the stairwell, would there have been a door there?
Oh, definitely.
Always.
We had one.
Yes.
Yes, we had, my father had one there. It helped to keep the lower floor
warmer. Yes, I can imagine. Was it always in place, or did your father put it in there? Okay, that's
but
okay.
There definitely was one there.
Uh-huh.
Is it gone?
No, there. Somebody had taken it out, but we found it.
I see. Yeah. Because the heat used to just go right.
Yes, I can imagine. The space that's between the, I guess it would be, the door that's now opens into the master bedroom. That was opened by your father.
Yes, an archway put in there. That what you're referring to?
Yes.
Faced more or less.
Yes. Now that was put in by your dad.
Yes, that was after my grandfather died.
Uh-huh.
It was quite touching to see him. Just the day before he died.
Uh-huh.
I admired him very much.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
It was good to meet him. He gave me bird books.
Oh, yeah.
I was too young, but he gave me one.
In many ways, yeah.
No wonder I liked the man. Dad thought that room would never be used, so
So it became a sitting room for your family.
And Dad didn't go.
Uh-huh.
But of course, remember, he got expert advice, like putting in that heating system, hot water heating system. And most of the group put in, as it may have told you before, about the pipes had to be at perfect right angles, or you couldn't bend them the way you can now
with
rubber tubing. But my Uncle Henry was a
trade,
so he showed him how to do it.
So your dad got help on putting...
On the difficult parts. And he'd run along the pipes and my Uncle Henry would tell him how to do this or something.
Ah.
Like that. He'd go ahead. Being smaller than my father, not quite so rotund, I was doing a lot of the crawling with the pieces of pipe.
I should ask you now, in the dining room, would the baseboards and the moldings for the doors and the windows, would they have been painted? Prior to you moving and then after, what can you remember about that?
I think that around the windows there, there's a wide board, isn't there?
Yes, there's wide moldings. They were all painted with the green sackclothing, as you call it, against the walls.
That would be... Now remember, that was only below the plate rack.
That's right, okay.
So, as far as I remember, I could be wrong on that.
Okay.
I can remember a different color up there, and a different texture, too. So that's why they were painted. But they were up there, and of course, my father put a sort of a 5 or 5 inch piece around the opening.
Yeah, to finish up the space. Before we open up the bedroom, I guess I should actually ask you what the bedroom was like, as you remember it with your grandfather in it.
I don't remember it too much,
because
it was a room that we didn't go into very much as kids.
No.
But there was a bed facing, the head of the bed would be where the opening was.
Right, so on the east wall.
You walked in, the foot of the bed would be by the window.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fairly... there might have been, I can't recall, all the rooms at one time.
Oh, so you remember a commode in there?
I can't remember that, but I can remember one, for example, in my room.
Oh, yeah.
With a wash basin and a big bowl of jug full of water. But I can't remember in my grandfather's room. I can't remember too much of that, apart from the bed. But there must have been a dresser of some kind. And there must have been a chair, too.
Yeah. Did he have any sort of night tables or... Was there any sort of hobbies that your grandfather had that he kept to himself in his room, or did he read anything in particular?
Yes, he was quite a good reader. As a matter of fact, I have some of his own books.
Oh, yes.
Which I think on my death would be a good thing for me to do would be to make them all to the house, anything I may have.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Because he also would have been to them.
Well, they
I think it'd be more people would see them.
He has walked into the museum.
My sister, who is younger than I, or my brother. Why not let them have them? Same with the side that I was telling you.
Oh, yes, those would be wonderful pieces to have.
That's an aside, too.
Well, the types of things that you remember your grandfather being interested in.
He had an enthusiasm for oolikens, which I love, too.
Oolikens, the little fish, the candlefish.
I can still hear them. Shouting out, oolikens! And he used to, they loved his pipes, and the kind anyone who mixed them up or got, as I said, he had one for each day.
Yes, I should actually clarify exactly where was the pipe rack now in the dining room.
I remember it correctly, you know where that archway was put in?
Yes, on Jesse's Love.
Yes, and beyond the stairway side of that. Right, pretty close.
Pretty close to the door coming from
the
entrance hall.
Yes. At one time, I remember too, we had it on the kitchen wall. Too. But I think it was mainly on the other wall. But I do. I remember. No, I'd say it's mainly on the other wall. But I have an idea of seeing
it on the kitchen wall. Would that have been between the stairs and the door, or between the door and the window?
Just on the side of the room. Because that room, I don't know what table number was left there. My grandfather's table.
The dining room table was your grandfather's?
He had one. And then my sister, when she moved in, she had a bigger one, a fancier one. And I don't know whether my sister took that back to Toronto or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the old dining room table might have been right in the kitchen. Remember that
one in your photograph of the kitchen in the 60s? It was a fairly nice table in there.
That might have gone from the dining room where my sister was there.
Into the kitchen. Do you know where the table could have ended up now? No. I guess furniture gets dispersed quite easily.
Somebody might have bought it.
Now,
you're interested in the furniture mainly. See, there's one picture here that you didn't see. It showed the inside of the. I took it. Inside of the dining room, taken from the archway, showing the radio was my father.
Oh yes, we didn't see that one. We'll look through the albums again and look for that one.
Possibly because I wanted to show you the structure of the outside.
Oh, okay.
Here's a paper.
Okay.
But it gave a good idea of what the dining room was like after my father moved in. Of course, you're not too interested in that, but you might be interested.
No, we're interested in any changes your family made to the house, so.
Okay, but there's the
okay, that's great.